WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
We begin our moment of here and now together. We'll share music. And when each of us becomes a pure instrument.
A disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The way I describe it for people is, my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Do you remember the first song that you guys ever wrote together?
All the Way Home, probably.
Yeah. All the Way Home?
Yeah.
Can you remember a little bit of it? I'd love to hear.
Christ. Some black coffee, maybe we can do
that. How's it going?
I'm beside the railroad track, and I'm waiting for that train to bring you back. Bring me back. If she's not on the 519, then I'm gonna know what sorrow means, and I'm gonna cry, cry, cry all the way home. All the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home.
Yeah. Cry, cry, all the way
cry,
home.
Cry, cry, cry,
yeah. All the way home, yeah.
Fairly simple. It's about six words in the whole song. You
sounds
know,
like I'm
beating them over and over again.
Yeah. You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
The government is increasing its power to watch you and diminishing your power to watch the government, and that is extraordinarily dangerous.
Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds.
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
A studio can modify as well as record your music.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and what we do on a Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage is to always start off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping our way through a free-form mix of jazz, rock, funk, punk, electronic, country, disco, classical, as many different genres as we can that match our theme du jour. And then we go mixing in audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? In between and on top of the music. And this evening, January 13th, 2023. Yes, a Friday the 13th. I'm mixing you up a theme called Revolutionary Freeform. We are featuring the Japanese hip-hop band Dragon Ashes' 1999 album Viva La Revolution. Plus, we're going to be honoring one of the world's most revolutionary guitar players, one of the best, Jeff Beck, who sadly passed away this week. He could get so many different sounds out of an electric guitar, and we're going to hear some of them. Our audio clips from who knows where are mostly from the movie This Is Spinal Tap, the so-called mockumentary. And Jeff Beck was actually the model for the guitarist Nigel Tufnell in that movie. Not being stupid in the way Nigel was sometimes, but certainly the look and the attitude and, being an incredible guitar player. Even better than Nigel. And then we've also got plenty of songs about revolution from various artists. I've had for many years a couple of quotes. I keep a file, quotes.txt, whenever I run across something that I think is a pretty cool thing that somebody said or written, I put it in there. And I've got a couple of them, yeah, from Jeff Beck, but I'll start off with one that I think really describes the way I try to approach sound collages, too. Here he says, starting off, quote, "I like an element of chaos in music. That feeling is the best thing ever, as long as you don't have too much of it. It's got to be in balance. I just saw Cirque du Soleil, and it struck me as complete organized chaos. If I could turn that into music, it's not far away from what my ultimate goal would be, which is to delight people with chaos and beauty at the same time." End quote. That was from my Guitar World's interview in 2014 with Jeff Beck. Backing me up right now, and I think for most of the episode, we're going to be hearing some Iranian music, some Persian pop music, some traditional Iranian music. This is Jalal Zofonum with a track called Layli. Our sets, the format of this show is going to be 3 half-hour-ish or long so sets. Yeah, 3 sets, each about a half hour long. In the next set, we're going to be hearing 3 tracks off of our featured album. Yes, Dragon Ashes, Viva La Revolution. And we're also going to be hearing a remix I made of the Beatles, the 3 different versions of their Revolution, as well as, what we've got going on in there is also Brian Eno and David Byrne and Led Zeppelin that I mixed into that sound collage, Revolution 19, the Plastic Sushi Whole Lotta Hungry remix. We're going to also be hearing a song from Jeff Beck's Blow by Blow album, Constipated Duck, and a short classical Japanese piece by Takaharu Kunimoto called Makora. It's the drumming and singing. And then the second song in this set is from the incredibly talented guitar player Adrian Belew, who's worked with so many artists, but King Crimson and Frank Zappa are two of note. This song is called Inner Revolution, and the lyrics are well worth contemplating. When I was previewing this song, the songs I going out on my runs earlier this week along the Mystic River Reservation, I heard it and I was hearing it as Inner Revolution, and it makes more sense as he's actually singing it, Inner Revolution. Also, some Mark Bolan and T-Rex towards the end of this set. But first, let's start things off with the title track from our featured Japanese album. Here's Dragon Ash and Viva La Revolution. Here at WMFO in Medford.
Fucking dip, do it.
だから僕は自分の意志で歩く不思議と今は there's, you know, sex and drugs, I can do without a rock and roll.
ましたわたくしが下から南西東に響き渡れと声限り歌いました数々を時間来るまであ勤めましょう
I believe virtually everything I read, and I think that is what makes me more of a selective human than someone who doesn't believe anything.
Turn right the next two corners, and first door you sign, authorized personnel only,
yeah.
Open that door. That's the stage.
You think so?
You authorize. You're we'll musicians, guitars, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Rock and roll. All
right. Rock and roll.
Yeah. Get it. Get it.
This way.
No. This way. This way.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
There we go.
Hello, Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland.
You must have made it wrong time.
Number nine.
They'd get a little bit older and a little bit slower.
Plan. Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
Plastic.
What? Oh.
Maybe even then, exposure is something that's so...
And I don't think that a specialty cover is the answer for why an album sells or doesn't sell. Because you tell me, the White Album? What was that? There was nothing on that goddamn cover.
Good evening and welcome to Beastie Chinese Restaurant!
Boom! 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 Boom!
The man called Geary.
Yep.
Man on guitar.
Aside from the identifying that the boys do with us, there's also like a reaction to the female of the female to our music.
They're quite fearful.
Yeah,
that was my theory. They see us on stage with tight trousers. We've got, you know, armadillos in our trousers. I mean, it's really quite frightening, the size.
Yeah,
and they run screaming.
Big big hand, the snowball, seasons come, here's your
It's like, it's more like going to a national park or something, and there's, you know, they preserve the moose, and that's my childhood up there on stage, is that moose, you know. And
so when you're playing, you feel like a preserved moose on stage.
Yeah.
About your reviews a little bit regarding Intravenous de Milo. This tasteless cover is a good indication of the lack of musical invention within. The musical growth rate of this band cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry.
Well, that's nitpicking, isn't it?
Check, check up the beat. Check, check up the beat. Check, check up the beat. Your beat head. Check, check up the beat.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. Our theme this evening is Revolutionary Freeform, featuring the Japanese hip-hop band Dragon Ash's Viva La Revolution album. And we are also paying tribute to that revolutionary guitar player, Jeff Beck, who sadly passed away this past Tuesday. And along with that, our audio clips from Who Knows Where are predominantly featuring the movie This Is Spinal Tap, the mockumentary where the guitar player Nigel Tufnel was somewhat modeled after Jeff Beck's persona. And we are joined here in WMFO Studio A with anarchist journalist extraordinaire Chuck Yu.
You too. Hi, everybody.
Chuck is a WMFO DJ at times filling in, but most notably the last 2 years, he's been on WMBR's hosting Troubadour.
Well, it's going on 3 years now.
3 years. Yes, we're coming. It's 2023.
March 2020 is when everything's shut down. You know, and as odd as it is, here WMFO is becoming 100% live radio, and WMBR is still 0% live radio. It's so bizarre.
And sadly, with WMFO, we've had this remote broadcasting capability, which was an extraordinary thing developed by former WMFO ops director, an alumni from many years ago, Nick Andre, which definitely saved us because we shut down completely. And Nick came up with this system, basically a prototype, sort of duct tape and rubber bands and paper clips. But it's worked well enough to get us on the air.
Yes,
and going.
It did serve us well, especially in the beginning.
Yeah. However, there's been a station management decision to end that, so all DJs at WMFO will now be live on the air doing their shows.
Live radio, what a concept.
And unfortunately, one of the absolute best free-form non-commercial radio shows, I think, ever, Belinda's Bubbles in the Think Tank, which has been here on WMFO for,
I think it was 13 years.
13 years. That's going to be coming to an end with the new spring season as that starts up. So that's too bad, but that's the way things are. And, you know, with technology, it's got to work pretty well in certain cases to be bulletproof, right? Yeah.
Well, none of us are bulletproof.
No. Yes. And that's going back to that public service message at the beginning of the show about gun safety. And one of the things about a gun, I mean, there's, you know, reasons to have it to hunt and for self-defense, but it just makes really doing final ultimate things in a rush moment so much more possible, and so many tragedies. 65 gun incidents killing people every day. EndFamilyFire.org. So backing me up right now is some more Iranian music by Jalal Azophonim. This is Oshak. And in that last set, we kicked it off with the title track from Dragon Ash's Viva La Revolution. Then it was Adrian Ballou with Inner Revolution, a one-minute classical drum and vocal Japanese piece, Makura, by Takaharu Kunimoto. Jeff Beck, Constipated Duck, from Blow by Blow. And then my Plastic Sushi Whole Lotta Hungry remix, Revolution number 19, with the Beatles, Brian Eno, and David Byrne, and Led Zeppelin all sampled. And then it was the Beastie Revolution from the Beastie Boys, followed by Dark Cherry by Dragon Ash. Then it was Children of the Revolution by Mark Bolan and T-Rex. And we concluded with Humanity from Dragon Ash's Viva La Revolution. A little heads up on our next set. We're going to be hearing more of Dragon Ash. And we're going to be hearing some Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Woohoo.
We're going to conclude with Jeff Beck and Jan Hammer, a live version of Freeway Jam. But before that, we're also going to hear some Los Lobos. And I know an artist who you certainly admire, Gil Scott-Heron. Chuck, yes. We're going to be hearing a very well-done live version of his, well, we'll call it the canonical piece. This one I found on Black and Proud, The Soul of the Black Panther Era, Volume 1. And some Iranian pop music talking about